At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony and loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things that are happening at the Institute this coming month. We've got a sound bath I'm going to be doing on Friday, May 22nd at the Institute in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. It's at 6:30. I'll be using my looper and playing different instruments and blissing out. It's a sound of love. It's only $33, and that's Friday, May 22nd. We also have our Globe Sound Healing Conference. We still have another day where it's free. If you want to log in to globesoundhealingconference.com, and then if you want to watch it after that, it's only $97. So it's really interesting. And we've got sound baths before every presentation, so you get blissed out just from the sound bath. And then we've also got open house coming up at in June 28th at the Institute. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and everybody gets to go on the sound tables. And then the big thing we have coming right up is our summer intensive, June 9th to the 19th. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, and it's actually half of the certificate program that we offer. And you can do the rest online. You do the rest online. I mean, you don't have to do the whole certificate program. You could just do the summer intensive. We also do have lodging somewhat. We've got futons, no shower, but, you know, people commonly join the local gym to be able to do showers. But it's only $200 if you stay at the Institute, which is really reasonable. So, or otherwise you get an Airbnb. So that's June 9th to the 19th here in Sausalito. And then we have the full certificate program, again, starting in September, which is 3.5 months in person. So that's Monday and Wednesday nights. And then you still do the rest online. You can start the online part of these anytime. And then we got the full online program, which is actually starting on May 16th, where you can do the whole program online, which works really well. You can also do individual classes. We do have our recording program. You could still jump in at this point. Have a little catching up to do, but it's all about how to record and mix and produce. And then we have our Mount Shasta retreat August 1st and 2nd. We at the Crystal Tone Center, and we go through the whole day and do a concert that night, and then go up on the mountain with the Lemurians and the Telosians, and we may not come back. So that's August 1st and 2nd. We also have our voice analysis training next Sunday, the May 17th. So if you buy the software by May 15th, you can join. So those are all the different things we have happening. So today what we're going over is how to find a frequency intuitively or physically yourself without subscribing to any list that anybody has come up with. And this is really important because, you know, any time that anybody comes up with a device, which seems to be about every month now, there's all these new devices that are using frequencies for healing. And some of them are sound, some are electromagnetic, a few have even been quantum devices, and some are even light devices. Well, whenever anybody comes up with any frequency for anything, I'm a little skeptical. I mean, and here's the main reason I'm skeptical, is if someone says a frequency does something and they test it, that it does that what to whatever percentage with however many people, the problem is, what about the other frequencies? What did they test all 20,000 frequencies to see if that was the very best? Here's the deal. Any frequency is generally good because it's not chaos. It's not like, right? I mean, if you have a tone that's even like a tuning fork or just any tone generator, that's actually coherent sound. It's a stable, consistent vibration, and peace is a stable, consistent vibration. That's the definition of peace versus so any frequency is often going to be positive most of the time. Sometimes you can get a frequency that will throw you off, but most of the time, any frequency is going to be good. So if you're going to really get the right frequency for something, you need to test all the frequencies. And this is practically really difficult because not only are there 20,000 frequencies, if you count decimal points, oh my God, it's like practically infinite. But here's the other problem that makes me skeptical. There are different frequencies for different parts of a part of the body. So I've talked about this. You can actually find the mathematical frequency based on physics of an entire organ based on its thickness, density, and size. And if there's any tautness, like a string, then that goes into it. And a couple of those are square root relationships. It's very scientific and mathematical, right? And that's very cool.
But there's the frequency of the materials. There's the frequency of the fluids. There's the frequency at the cellular level, which is really important. There's the frequency at the atomic level, which is probably even more important. There's the frequency at the photon or light level. There's the frequency at the electromagnetic level. There's even the frequency at the quantum level. If we're looking at the heart, what about the amount of love energy that's in there? Right? It all adds together. So no one is pinning down what frequency they're talking about at what level. And that's really important because you might need all those frequencies to heal the heart, not just one. But here's the other deal. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. Every organ is a bit different size, so it's going to be different. You know, maybe the cells are really close, but I bet those are even different. So what we're looking at is the relationship of the frequencies, the musical interval relationships of all the cells, of all the organs. The relationships we believe are going to be the same from person to person. Right? So when anybody comes up with a frequency for anything, I'm like, yeah, right, right. Yes. And you know, as I've talked about, there's other levels that are more important. Maybe you need all those frequencies of the heart for it to actually work the best. Maybe you need the song inside the heart. So if you look at all those frequencies inside the heart that I just went through, energy is flowing through all of those frequencies from the atomic level to the cellular level, at every level with the fluids. There's a whole flow going of energy, just like energy flows through a meridian, right? There's energy flowing through the actual heart itself. And that's a song. You're actually running energy through each of the frequencies within the heart. That's even more important. But even more important is the song going through the whole circulatory system. I mean, that's the big deal, is the song going through the circulatory system that the heart is a part of. But even further, what about the song going through your emotional body? If you're running energy of not feeling good enough or lack or anything that is creates a chaotic vibration, that's, you know, if you're holding on to that trauma that from your parents, right? Then, you know, who cares what frequency? You're introducing these chaotic frequencies. Also, if you have scattered thoughts, which is easy because of Wi-Fi and all the different frequencies from cell phone towers and everything we're subjected to. But what about the frequency of source or your soul, right? I mean, we really should include all of these in a whole health system. So it's not just one frequency, but that any one frequency is still good, right? It's not like it's bad normally. I mean, if you're finding your metabolism note, you can actually throw your metabolism off by actually finding a rhythm that's not yours. But for the most part, you know, frequencies that are wrong aren't generally going to do any harm unless you turn them way up, which is we normally don't do. I mean, with ultrasound, you can turn it way up, and you could actually hurt somebody with the wrong frequency maybe there. But generally, even that, you don't. So wrong frequencies are not really a problem. So it's all about a full range. But here's the deal. We haven't done the science yet. Nobody has done the science to find out all of this. So here's the deal, and that is to find them intuitively. It's like the shaman that sings the song of the plant and you get its medicine. That shaman doesn't go, oh, let's go look it up on the internet or ChatGPT, right? Let's go find AI and see what they say about the song of this plant. No, the shaman simply is so still and so connected to source that it can hear the plant's song. That's the deal. And that's where we're all headed. Then you don't, it doesn't matter if everybody's frequency is a different. It doesn't matter if everybody's combination of frequencies are different. You just hear it. You can hear ultimately. We'll all be able to hear one day everybody's soul song, including your own. That's very cool. So let me go through some techniques to actually find the frequency and all these different components intuitively. So in physics, everything has a frequency as far as materials, and there's a mathematical formula that I mentioned, which is thickness and density and size. But there's also the actual spaces between two parallel walls, or often between multiple walls that kind of add up between when the sound bounces off the walls. So that's a different mathematical formula, which is real, right? We're not talking woo-woo here. This is an actual physics formula for this frequency of the spaces besides the materials. So let's start with finding the spaces, and then we'll play with the materials as well in the body. Okay? So let's do this. We're going to find the actual resonant frequency of your chest cavity. Now, everybody's chest is a little bit bigger or smaller, so the frequency is going to be a little bit different. And technically, there's frequencies of the materials in there, so it's a little tricky to isolate the materials versus the actual space. So, but let's find it anyway. Let me backtrack. There's one major point here that's really important about all of this. And that is, the science shows when you find the frequency of something, especially cells, it will make it healthy. Maybe you need to find more, but if you match the natural frequency that something is already vibrating at, and everything is always vibrating out of its own natural frequency, it makes it healthy. In fact, in the book The Field by Lynn McTaggart, there's a study where they actually found the frequency of cells, even emailed the frequency across the country and actually played that frequency to the cell, and it made it healthy still every time. So that's the basis. So if you find all the frequencies in an organ, you can really make it healthy. But here's the main deal. You find the song of that organ or system, or the song of the cell, the energy flowing through the cell, then you can really make it healthy. Okay, so that's the basis of all of this. And that's the basis of our new medical system that's already starting to happen. There's one other thing I'll throw in there as well. If you find the frequency of something and turn it up really loud, it explodes it. If you turn it up a little bit, it makes it healthy. If you turn it up really loud, it explodes. It's called destructive resonance in physics. And that's exactly how we're getting rid of cancer now. John Hopkins and UC Med Center now are using ultrasound with this technique to destroy liver cancer. It's in the mainstream now. And Anthony Holland has actually found frequencies electromagnetically that will destroy 15 different types of cancer. Interesting, I have to say, Anthony Holland did test all the frequencies over 15 years. So I really trust his work. He's actually got very specific frequencies with clinical studies that will destroy 15 different types of cancer. Just got to get the FDA approval for all of them before we can introduce it into the hospital. So that's the other part, is to be able to find something and turn it up and explode it. But here, what the good news is, you can't turn your voice or make the voice loud enough to explode things, or we'd be in trouble. Right. Oh, lost a kidney last night in class. Right. Oh, where there went a gallbladder. Right. Hit the wrong frequency. It'd be a mess if we could explode organs with the voice. Right. You have to go way louder than the voice will go to be able to explode organs. So we don't have to worry here. Right? So we're not going to be exploding anything. We're just going to be actually finding the right frequency. Okay, so let's find the resonant frequency of your chest cavity. So put your hand on your chest, and we're going to go up and down in frequency and find what frequency vibrates the chest the most. When you find the resonant frequency of something, it gets louder. It actually creates a standing wave in there that makes it louder. And that's the number one way you can tell whether you've got the right frequency. Let me demonstrate. I'm going to go up and down really loudly in frequency, like a sweep, to find the resonant frequency of my chest cavity. I'm feeling where my chest vibrates the most, and I'm going to get right on it. Okay. Right about there, a couple there. Yeah, that's a good one right there. Okay, so you try. Go up and down and see if you can find the resonant frequency of your chest cavity. Get right on it. Zone in on it. If you simply make that sound of that frequency, it helps to heal and harmonize that part of the body, the whole chest cavity. If you find an instrument in that note, it will do it too. If you do vibroacoustics, where you play that note on a sound table or sound lounge, it's even more effective. Right? The voice is the best, though. The voice is the very best, because it's actually really, I mean, the body loves our voice. The body loves our voice. Right? Right. Okay, so that's the chest cavity. Now we're going to find the frequency of your neck cavity. Smaller space, higher frequency. Okay. So go up and down and see if you can find the frequency of your neck cavity. I found a couple. There's a low one and a higher one. Try those. Those are probably going to be really close. Your neck's a little bit different size, so it could be a little bit different, but try those frequencies. And okay, let's find another one in your skull cavity. This is really good for your whole brain and head, especially good for migraines, I would think. So we're going to go up and down in frequency, but we're going to use the vowel E, and not E out the mouth, like E. No, we're going to do E up the nose. Right? And that makes your skull cavity vibrate more and resonate more. So put your fingers in your ears and go up and down and find the resonant frequency of your skull cavity. This one's really loud. Okay, I'm going to take my headphones off and do it. There it is for me. Oh my God, that's so, that one is so loud. All right. That's really, really loud. Okay. Now, let's find something a little harder. I'm sorry. This one's really easy. Let's find the resonant frequency of the four chambers inside your heart. Again, this is not woo-woo. There's technically a very specific frequency within there. Now, you can actually mathematically figure this out, but the speed of sound in water is actually four times faster than in air. So that means the frequency in any cavity that's got water in it is going to be four times higher in frequency. But the heart cavity is already smaller, so it's going to be higher. So The problem with finding this, though, those frequencies of the heart chambers, which could be really good for your heart, the problem is you're going to be distracted by your chest cavity vibrations, which are way stronger. It's hard to even feel the heart resonating in there. You almost have to do it intuitively. Okay? But let's try it. Put your hand on your heart and go up and down and see if you can find the frequency of those four heart cavities. Much higher frequency. I like it right there. Play with it and see if you can find it yourself. I had this student who said, Dave, I can't find these frequencies. I'm not intuitive at all. And then after taking the class, looks like Panda Bear likes this, she actually got where she could hear the frequency of her Lyme's disease. I'm like, oh my God, you get an A+, right? If you practice this over and over and over, you get really good at it. And then another student said, Dave, I can hear the frequency at the end of the semester. I can hear the frequency of my mom's cancer. I'm like, whoa, that's amazing. I can't even do that. So she said, what do I do? We'll go up and down, match it. Don't match it for long, though, because you could take it on. Seriously, I had a friend who had the serious cancer that was really rare, and she got it from her friend. I mean, her friend, only 100 people on the planet have this cancer, and her friend had it. You can take it on energetically, so you got to be really careful. So the main thing is go up and down above and below it to break it up. So if you find the frequency of it, then go wee, wee, wee. If you know how to do vibrato, you can do whoa, right, and break it up that way. I had one of our previous instructors had breast cancer, and she did exactly that, found its frequency. And when she found the frequency of the tumor, it actually heated up. And then she went above and below it to break it up and went in for surgery. And they said, there's something wrong with the X-ray machine. And they tested again. It was completely gone, right? So that's very cool to actually go up. And you could even do that with the frequency of the Lyme's disease as well. Right? Go up and down above and below it to break it up. Right? So that's very cool. Now, let's find the frequency of something even more subtle. Let's find the frequency of your adrenals. I can't feel my adrenals at all when I vibrate them. Yeah, they're too small. Little tiny pyramids about a half inch high on top of the kidneys. They're very, very small. You know what sound the adrenals make commonly? Stop! 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 A chaotic vibration of stress, of adrenal fatigue. I mean, if you stay up past sundown, you probably got adrenal fatigue. We're not meant to stay up much further than sundown, right? And we do that commonly, or just do too much, right? And so that causes a chaotic vibration in the actual adrenals. So we're going to go up and down. Since we can't feel the adrenals, we're going to go up and down silently. And this is really tricky for some people, but the number one thing that stops people from doing it is your belief system. If you believe that you can go up and down silently and find it, you can. It's like you go up and down in your head silently, looking for the frequency that matches the adrenal. And when you find it, it's like a little fairy goes, there it is, there it is, there it is. Or more, it's like this knowing. You just know that's the frequency. Again, The more you practice this, it gets easier, easy, way sooner than you think. As my friend Bev in Mount Shasta used to say, you just got to be still enough to hear it. The more still you are, the more you hear it. Okay, so now we're going to go up and down in our head and actually find the frequency of our adrenals. Okay, go for it, silently. This is what I got. Let me try a higher frequency. I bet it's a little higher. The good news is, even if you don't get it right, it's still good. Because first of all, you're sending energy, which is sound, to it. And all body parts want more chi, they want more energy. You're also massaging it. And the body loves to get massaged mostly. Right? But also, you're sending a stable, consistent frequency. Right? You're sending a vowel. You're not going... right, to your adrenals or any of these parts. We did a vowel for every one of these. Everybody naturally does a vowel. That's a stable, consistent piece, which is always good, even if you don't get it right. But also, you're sending a positive intention. You're not going, you suck, you suck. Right? No, you're sending a frequency in the hopes of actually healing it and matching it. Right? But if you get it right, first of all, in physics, the resonant frequency of anything is stored energy. That means that when you match its frequency, if you get lucky, and you match its frequency, it's going to release stored energy or chi, which is normally really good for it. But the most important thing, as we've talked about, is when you find its frequency, it naturally makes it healthy when you match its frequency perfectly. And that's really cool. You can heal a lot of things very, very, very quickly. Now, let's find a frequency of whatever you have going on. Go into your body or tune into your body and find a problem, a little pain or tension or anything that you have going on in your body. And tune into that part of the body and now go up and down in frequency. Just play with it. You can't get it wrong. Just play, 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 play until you find its frequency. Okay. I broke out a windshield when I was in high school with my face. So I've got chronic pain in my neck. So I'm going to find the frequency of that silently. You can do it out loud, but it's almost distracting to do it out loud if you can't feel it. So I'm going to do it silently anyway. Oh my God, it's really high. That's the problem there. You can also find what's right before it was wrong. The actual pain is like, right? Whereas what's right is, right? Okay. Then, what we're going to do, and this is mastery now, but you can do it. Breathe in, and on the out-breath, send that frequency to the part of the body that's got the problem. Find it first. If you haven't found it, go find it. Again, just play with it. Now, I'm going to breathe in, and on the out-breath, I'm going to send that frequency of what's right to my neck. In breath again and send it on the out breath. Do it with me. Not only are you sending a frequency to it, still etherically, in the quantum field completely, you're also engaging the breath
to do it, and that even makes it more effective. At least you're breathing, right? At least you're breathing. That's very cool to do. Now, you can also find the frequency of other endocrine glands. We just found the adrenals. You can find the frequency, we won't even go to the sexual organs, so you can find their frequency and activate them. It's like, oh my God, right? We go no further. Okay. But you can find the frequency of your thymus. The thymus, they say, is the high heart, and it's especially good for the immune system. I just saw a scientific study that where they said the thymus is actually really good for overcoming cancer. They thought it didn't do very much, right? But it's really good for overcoming cancer. They found in a study to get it resonating. If it's healthy. So find the frequency. Your thymus is just above your heart here. You can tap it, but also find its frequency and make the sound of it to even bring in universal love. When you get good at it, you don't even have to go to the frequency sweep anymore. You just go right to it. That's kind of what I did. You know, also, just to remind you that if you find the resonant frequency of a sacred temple or pyramid, like we did in Egypt, by doing the frequency sweep, it can open up a portal to other dimensions. Oh my God. I had love just pouring in from the ceiling inside the Great Pyramid and other temples in Egypt as well. So finding the resonant frequency of sacred spaces, even caves, sometimes can open up a portal to really incredible healing. A lot of people talk about experiences in Egypt where they did that. Okay, so that's the thymus. You can also find the resonant frequency of the thyroid. Now, I wouldn't say it in public, but I would bet that you could actually heal thyroid issues by actually finding their frequency and toning it. Right? So I know I sometimes, when I'm not feeling good, my thyroid will be buzzing, like a little tension there, right? And so when I find its frequency and tone it, the buzzing goes away. This is really cool. Okay, so see if you can find the frequency of your thyroid. Again, just play with it. You know, even if you don't know what it is or if you got it right, it's still good. And the more you practice, the better you'll get at it. I like it there. Oh, it's even a little harder to do there. If you find a frequency that's really hard to make, it's really good to play with that. Be careful. If you go right on it, you can hurt your voice, but kind of sneak into it. Go to the edge of it. And ever so slowly move into it. And don't do it too loud if it's really hard to make, because you can actually hurt your voice. And you can smooth it over with the sound. Okay. You can also find the frequency of your pituitary gland and hypothalamus, which they say is the third eye, and open your third eye. Right? So you can see energy inside people's bodies and see ley lines. Oh my God. Let's find the frequency of the third eye. Almost too high for me to make. Panda bear like that one. Okay. So then we can find the frequency of the pineal gland. It's made of crystals. It's totally a frequency device. So it's way too high for me to make, so I'm going to find it silently. And open the crown chakra to source. I've got a recording I want to play for you here that's really cool from Tom Kenyon, where he channels the Hathor through his voice, and they're channeling the frequencies of the pineal gland. Oh my God, check this out. Mm-hmm.
Share my phone. Okay. Enjoy this. Pineal. Okay. Here it is. Okay. Right there. So make that sound yourself to activate your pineal gland. So you can find now the frequency of every part of your body, especially if you have a problem with a part of the body, play with it. And I've seen people heal serious issues. I mean, I've had somebody that actually fell off a house and had serious pain in their leg for 10 years and did this and found the frequency and actually healed their leg after 10 years. They were like in awe when they came in. They're like, Dave, the pain's gone after 10 years. You know, I've seen so many people heal different issues this way. But here's the next step. Let me take you to the next level. Now, what if you could actually hear all of the frequencies within a part of the body? What if you could hear all those frequencies within the actual heart? Well, if you got a combination of frequencies, that's a chord. And a chord is a certain timbre. It's a certain quality of sound. I had this woman who showed up at the school years ago, and she said, she's from Tibet, actually. She said they've had mapped out all the tonalities, which are a combination of frequencies, of every organ. And she said that when you're born, the voice takes on the tonality of the weakest organ to try to help it. So if you've got a weak kidneys, well, those are the energy of fear. So your voice might be like, hi, right? Or if you've got a weak liver, that's the energy of anger. So it might be like, hey, right? So you start resonating that frequency, that combination of frequencies. So it's interesting. So you can do a sweep of not frequencies, but a sweep of tones. So you could try all the different vowels and in between the vowels for each part of the body. So if I were to look at the tonality of my neck when it was right, it would be, it wouldn't be, well, hi there. It wouldn't be, right? It's going to be, I mean, maybe that's the sound of the pain, but we're looking for the tonality of what was right before it was wrong. So you can try different vowels besides different frequencies. In fact, the vowel combination of frequencies is even more important than the actual frequency itself. But as we started, the most important is the actual song. So if I look at my neck, what's the song of the electricity flowing through the actual nervous system through that nerve that's been hurt, right? So if I imagine that song flowing through, I'm now connecting the energy. It's like if somebody has a stroke, you can imagine the energy and run that energy up and down through it to actually break through the blockage. And we can ultimately do this with devices. And that's where we're headed, as we've talked about. We can actually measure the frequency of every cell scientifically now and then find the actual song with the rhythm of your brain where you're at peace and then actually apply that with devices. But to do it intuitively, it was about a year ago that my guide said in the morning, 4 a.m, they said, Dave, if you can imagine the 11 songs flowing through the 11 medical systems, circulatory, respiratory, nervous system, endocrine system, all the digestive system, all the different systems, because those are actually notes. The cells are the notes, but energy flows through from one cell to another. So it's playing a song. It said, if you can find those songs of those systems, you could heal everything. So if I imagine the song, oh boy, this is high level. I can't even do this, but I'll see what I come up with. Of the song going through the nervous system for my neck. Or what about if you had a blood clot, the flow through there? Ultimately, we can find the song of every part. But what about the song that's being blocked by that anger or fear or anxiety or not feeling good enough in your emotions? Then when it's flowing, it's like, let it go, let it go. Right? You need it to flow. Let it, wee, woo, ah! And that's just woo. Right? Let it go. Or what about that song flowing through your brain that's going, oh God, why, okay, it's like I'm distracted. It's like, oh God, there's so much going on. I can't keep track. Right? Instead, stable, consistent song of perfect flow, which is the definition of focus. But what about the song of gratitude or compassion or love? What about the song of universal love? What about the song of Source? Oh my God, that's such a complex song. It's like the Symphony of Angels, right? I could kind of imagine it and then see what sound comes out. It's like all frequencies. It's a song of the whole universe. And it's flowing so perfectly, smoothly, no blockages. And it comes into your system and creates flow through every part of the body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Listen for your soul song. Listen for the song of Source. Listen. I know it might sound crazy, but if you just ask and set your intention that it's going to show up one day. It might be in a dream. Might be in a dream. There it is. But you can easily imagine that flow through your nervous system. If you don't have smooth flow, you're going to be shaky. Smooth flow through the circulatory system is important. Smooth flow through the digestive system. It's all a smooth flowing song. Right? So one day, and I believe this is coming for everybody as we all are expanding. Could be a few hundred years, right? But one day, we'll be able to hear the song within each cell of the energy flowing through the cell parts, through the frequencies of the cells. We'll be able to hear the song at the atomic level, which is tied into the quantum world of intention. We'll be able to hear the song of all of our 11 systems. Just like the shaman hears the song of the plant and sings it. And the way to do it is to be still more and more and more. Sounds not a bad way to do that. But however you can be still so that you can hear it all, may that day come sooner than later. Hold that energy for the rest of your life. Thank you for listening and take care.